The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Peretzman.
Glad to be back with you again, John, and welcome to all our listeners.
It was only a couple of weeks ago, which is cool. I like it when you're here, Jerry.
I'm being optioned again, right?
Brought in for service, like, you know, what do you call that from a veteran's perspective, when you have to re-enlist, whatever it is, they're bringing you, you're doing a good job, that's why, Jerry.
Okay, I'll see it in my paycheck, too, right? I'm glad to be a volunteer, and many of you can do the same thing.
Absolutely,
all
that's
your
true.
Listeners, right?
Just actually a touch before we go to Barbara Feinstein, our guest today. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And they do this with our most important number, which is 311. And you can call 311 for services for shopping, transportation for shopping, transportation for doctor visits. There's exercise classes. We're going to be talking about coloring books, which is another program that we can have and has been done throughout the town. You name it, we have it. I was away last week, and I went by cab to the airport. The driver of the cab, which was Ollie's, is a Project Independence driver. And she was telling me about, I take them and I help the seniors do this. A lovely lady. And it's funny because the senior is getting a deal. But she was like, I enjoy doing it. You have a nice conversation. I had three ladies in the car the other morning, and we're all talking about different stuff. So really, from a perspective of trying to help seniors, North Hempstead's Project Independence, it's tremendous. Call 311 for a question anytime. If we don't have the service, we'll help hook you up with somebody who provides it.
You know, something great about 311 is that they have a fabulous tracking system. Once you call, the call is never lost. It's never shuffled away. You're going to get an answer. It can't be buried, can't be hidden.
Right.
Every call is monitored and traced down to the resolution.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's not like calling City Hall and hoping that something may not happen.
I would say within 24 hours you get a call. I know Christina's involved with that. Within 24 hours you get a call back. Or you'll get a call back saying, we're working on it. We don't have an answer yet because everything is recorded. Because if you call up and complain and say 4 days I called, they will show that you weren't called back. And that person, and you know, it's an issue.
Right.
But now we're stealing time from Barbara.
Right.
Barbara Feinstein is with us today, and she's going to be talking about adult coloring books. And this is not your typical coloring book. I mean, I've seen some pictures drawn on these books. This really is a form of meditation, in my mind. It's a mindful experience where you can get lost, I believe, and I'm going to turn it over to Barbara, in the project you're working on. Hello, Barbara. Good morning, and thank you for coming today.
Good morning, and thank you for having invited me. I'm delighted to be here and have the opportunity to speak about the programs I do. The program I do is called Color More, Stress Less.
Oh, okay.
And that really is what is happening in the world of adult coloring now. That's been around since the very, very early 1900s, which people don't realize. Actually, physicians and therapists and psychoanalysts have been giving coloring material to their patients since then.
Wow.
In fact, nowadays, therapists not only give them coloring books and coloring materials, but now therapists are actually creating them. So a lot of the coloring books you get and you see are actually being created by the therapists themselves.
Okay. I saw that 100 years in your material. Right. I thought it really was like a 2 or 3 year phenomenon.
That's
honestly,
right.
I think, oh, look at this, you know.
That's right. You know, some people, it's predominantly women, but some people have been coloring all through their lives.
Okay.
They started coloring when they were children and never stopped. I am one of those people, but what was I coloring? I was coloring Winnie the Pooh, and I was coloring Arthur and Strawberry Shortcake. There was nothing else. And frankly, the coloring I was doing was probably exactly the same as when I was 10 years old.
Right, okay.
But this is a whole other world. The coloring books are different. The materials are different. YouTube is here. And if you want to know anything about coloring or learning to color as an adult, YouTube, where you can learn everything there.
Right.
There is anything you can think of, you can find on YouTube. So I developed the coloring program because as a former librarian, I read everything. And I was reading more and more and more about adult coloring.
Mm. Okay.
And so I began to investigate. I work with my husband, and he began to put things together. And when we got finished, we had created this really wonderful interactive coloring program. And so I sent out a mailing to 100 libraries and started getting answers from librarians who wanted to do the program. The program is very interactive. Every person who comes gets a box of crayons and a box of colored pencils and many, many, many pictures to color. And again, you have the web, and anything you want is on the web.
Right, okay.
So the pictures we downloaded and are giving out are pictures that we have permission to color.
Right.
They're free. You can download them on the web. And whatever your interests, whatever your level of skill, there are pictures and coloring books out there for you. So we begin the program I do with everyone coloring the same picture.
Okay.
Can use whatever they want, whether they want crayons or pencils. They can use whichever medium. They can mix them both. We use the same picture for a very good reason, because after about 20 minutes of coloring, we get up and walk around the room. This is a place where you're encouraged to copy and learn from each other.
Right.
And so it's wonderful to hear the people walk around the room. It is not all women, by the way. The men are just as involved as the women, young as well as old, people who have colored as adults, people who have not colored as adults, people who have never colored, even as children. And so it's, as I say, it's wonderful to hear them walk around and say, look, I never thought of this. Look at this. Look what he did here. Look what she did there. Very cool.
Okay.
Very, very cool. And so then we return to our own tables, our own places, and continue coloring.
Is the emphasis on relaxation, is it psychological, is it a socialization?
It's all of those.
Yeah.
It is all of those. The room is not quiet because people very quickly form little groups and begin to talk back and forth. They talk about everything. They don't necessarily talk about coloring. But the point is that they're friendly and they're involved, but they're very focused on their coloring. This surprised me. I thought they would just color, but they
right,
don't.
Okay.
They're very focused. They're very careful. They're very deliberate, and their coloring shows that. There are, excuse me, there are people who are very quick, and there are people who are very slow and very deliberate. Very interesting.
Hmm.
Some who finish their picture, some who don't, some who ask for another picture, some who are still working on the first picture. When they leave, they get a packet of 13 what I call easy pictures, and then a supplemental packet of those that are not so easy, that are a lot more detailed and a lot more difficult.
Now, what is, if you can on the radio, you had said, like, you drew strawberry shortcake and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Now, what kind of a picture are you giving out in this group?
Well, I tried to give a wide variety of pictures.
Okay.
The one we do all together is a floral.
Oh, okay, okay.
And that seems to appeal to everyone.
That's what I was,
So in the packet, you will find two or three florals. There are animals. There are landscapes. There are Indian designs they call mandala.
Okay,
mandala.
I know what
They're very, very intricate.
Those are circles.
Yes, right, most of them are. What's interesting to me is when I give out the packet and I say, choose whatever you want for your second picture, it's fascinating to watch what each person chooses. Some of them choose very intricate pictures, which is a surprise, you know. You don't expect that, but they do, and they go to it. and they're really very good at it.
But I take it everything is non-judgmental, though.
There is no judgment.
That's right. It's just,
You know, what I say at some point during the program when we're about to walk around and look at what things are doing, I say, feel free to comment. I really would prefer if you didn't say, that's really awful.
Right, of course.
Everybody laughs. But if you see something that different or unusual, by all means, if you want to comment on it and say you like it or it's different or I didn't think of that or I wouldn't have done it that way, that's something we should be doing.
Right, saying it in a nice way. That's a conversation. Right.
Absolutely.
After a session, what would some of the participants say? I mean, what would they say they're getting out of it?
Well, without a question, they all said they left their troubles behind, that they were totally focused, and you could see that. They were totally focused on what they were doing. Didn't matter how old they were. And occasionally, people will reveal what's going on in their lives. And there's plenty of trouble out there. There are plenty of bad things out there. There's plenty of stress out there. And for them to come away and say, you know, I was so completely focused. I left all my stress outside the door. For me, that was a good feeling because color more, stress less is the whole point of it. And it hooks up in a way with another program that I do called Sharpen Your Memory, Sharpen Your Mind. And for aging, well, one of the things I talk about is the reduction of stress. And it's interesting how the two programs juxtaposition, and the coloring now is in addition to my stress less in my Sharpen Your Memory program. And stress less is a really good reason for coloring because it really, really works. A lot of families have coloring night now, and parents color with their children. A lot of business offices have coloring Friday afternoons, where they just all go into the conference room and they sit and color.
Right.
So it just has become a phenomenon. In my opinion, when you see this kind of thing, when you see coloring books in places like Staples and CVS and all of the drugstores and the pharmacies and the supermarkets, you know, you expect to see them at Barnes & Noble.
Right.
But you don't expect to see them in these other places. And that means it's something that's very important and very exciting and very meaningful to a lot of people. And that's what we're seeing in the coloring situation today.
Right. And I can go along with that. Just it's the focus that when you're focusing on the coloring, and you're not being forced to. Like, sometimes it's hard for people to meditate because you have to focus on nothing, and not everybody can. But if I can focus on filling in this little blank, and I'm trying to concentrate on doing it, I'm not paying attention that the oil burner broke or that whatever it is. I need an eye exam this afternoon. And for that 20 minutes, 15 minutes, half hour, whatever it is. And I agree. There was just recently an article on stress, especially in seniors, that the alleviation of it is so important. I don't remember where I read it, but it was just, and I didn't even realize that. It's like, just, you know.
It's an, it is a remarkable thing. I read, and one of the things I say is that one of the reasons it is so relaxing is it utilizes both sides of the brain. There aren't a lot of activities that do that. The repetitive motion of coloring.
Just, you know what? I'm going to hold you there, if you don't mind, because that's the left and right. I like that. So we can talk about that when we come back. Okay. We have to take a break now. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.